Well, greetings to all our friends and relatives down in Mexico this evening. Friends, Mildred and Evelina, as I am back, once we decide to hear the police and your emergency. Bucky's gone downtown to see about her music job for this week. My music to play with him is Skipper. Oh, he's a fiddle player from way back. We just kind of take it easy sitting here. Besides, she's very comfortable and her mouth is fixed just like it usually is. And I'm just waiting to get into the same thing. So, Evelina, how about you saying something now to the folks?
Oh, I just love to. Ray, I'd like to say hello to Lee and Al and to Grandma and to Aunt Rita and to Irene. And golly, ain't Eddie just about everybody I can think of. Sherman and the old nephew, mind you, my little nephew. I got a little nephew Bruce. And Ida Quay, and I don't know, I can't name them all, folks, but I'd like to say hello to everybody anyhow. And I'd just like to say how much I'd like to see you all, but anyhow, Mother and I, we just having a big time here tonight. We're just trying to pretend that we're all together. Especially you, Lee, you and Al. Now, we certainly would like to have you here. Right now, I'm going to give it over to Mother and let her say a couple of words. Take over, Mom.
All right, Evelyn. How are you getting along?
Fine, I hope.
I can't take that thing, Tinkle. I tell you, I'm having a hell of a time up here. I'll tell you, we really have a time. Yes, hello, Mary, and Austin, and around there, y'all get along.
Well, now don't say goodbye. We haven't gone yet. So while, as I said, so long as we're sending out our greetings to our relatives near and far, let's go to Germany and say hello to Jimmy tonight.
Oh, that's what I do.
Oh, Jim, how are you? Got a letter from Mother today. She says that you might have a nice little girlfriend out there. Well, leave her there. Don't bring her back. But of course, I don't mean that, Jim. If you find someone you really love, why, that's up to you to do what you want to about it. But we're all sending greetings. Evelina, Buck, Miss Sides, Miss Sad. We're sitting here having, oh my goodness, I'm going to go strong now and say Miss Sides a hell of a big time tonight. Evelina, how about it? Say hello to him out there.
Hello, Jim. What you doing, boy? You having a big time over there? Well, just like Ray says, though, have all your fun you want to, kiddo, but come on back and get you a good old American gal. Well, Those girls are all right. Have fun with and all, but don't take them serious, honey. Just have your fun and come on back and get your girl over here, somebody that you know. Now?
Well, Mother, do you want to say something?
Well, hello, Jimmy. Have a good time over there. We'd all like to see you. Hurry back.
Yep. Well, let's sing a little song, man. What do you think, folks? Let's sing Gray Hair Day.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountains, bravely fighting the battle of time. If the deer was to slither like Carl, is that silver
What do you say, Tommy?
Well, ask Jimmy what he thinks, Bing.
What do you think, Jimmy?
Ask Tommy why he hasn't been over to catch me at the Palladium.
Jimmy wants to know why you haven't been over to catch him at the Palladium.
Tell him I haven't had the time.
Kid says he hasn't had time.
Ask him why he doesn't come over tonight.
Why don't you eliminate the middleman, you two boys? Be a better idea.
I'm willing.
So am I. Let's shake. Hi, Jimmy, old boy.
Hiya, Tommy, old scout.
Well, I'm the request. I'm coming over tonight to catch your bad. Reserve a ringside table and leave passes for a party of 14.
Bing. Tell him you'll have to pay.
Be nice to each other.
Until success
next room.
Did it? Which one of you men first learned to swing? Which one of you men first learned to swing? Which one of you men first learned to swing? Which one of you men first learned to swing? Which one of you men first learned to swing? Which one of you men first learned to swing? Which one of you men first learned to swing?
Contact, and now we've got the picture.